Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hey there, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet, one person at a time. My guest today is Dr. Patty Zub. Dr. Zub is a functional medicine doctor. In fact, she's my functional medicine doctor, and she's going to tell us all about what functional medicine is and how it stands in the gap between traditional Western medicine and alternative medicine. I am a huge fan of functional medicine, since it looks a little deeper into your system as a whole. Traditional Western medicine has its strong points for sure, and we're all so grateful for it, no doubt. But it does tend to chunk a person down into bits. Specializing physicians can sometimes miss the bigger picture on how all those bits work together as a whole. Functional medicine doctors look for the underlying imbalances that create the symptoms that we suffer from. All too often, traditional medicine will give you a drug to treat the symptom, but sometimes it can't get to the root of the problem. When I had a health crash last year, my regular doctor, as well-meaning and competent as she is, shrugged and sort of looked at me. She's like, "Nothing's really wrong with you. All your labs came back fine." And when I complained about fatigue, anxiety, insomnia, fluctuations in my weight, and pain in my joints, she was really sympathetic, but she could only offer to run more tests or give me drugs to treat each of the symptoms. That's when I turned to Dr. Zub and really got results. She ordered, get this, 20 vials of blood and came back with a report on where I was low and or high on many of the values, on many of these different values that they can measure with blood. Her diagnosis was adrenal fatigue, and her treatment plan of supplements, acupuncture, and some stress-relieving techniques actually fixed my adrenals. That's when I became such a huge fan and believer in functional medicine. Dr. Zub has incredible experience on both sides of the fence here. She graduated from Boston University Medical School and spent a long time being a primary care physician in a traditional Western medicine practice. Now she is working as a functional medicine doctor and helps people get to the bottom of those tricky conditions that regular medicine just can't seem to get to. I'm so happy to have her with us today. Welcome, Dr. Zub.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm really excited to be here.
So am I. Thank you so much. And I think it's a great opportunity to really talk about functional medicine because I know lots of people don't know what it is.
You're right. And, you know, I'm really excited to share it because we really, really need this in our society. There are a lot of people that are suffering and not getting answers. And they understand that there's something missing, but they don't know where to go. So I really loved your explanation of functional medicine. I think you're spot on there. And I really, you know, the easiest way for me to explain it is it's really root cause medicine. So what I do, unlike traditional medicine, where we take the symptoms, we give a diagnosis, and then we prescribe a medicine that really is a Band-Aid on the symptom. Meanwhile, the underlying disease process is continuing to fester and it's never really treated. What I get to do is some really deep dive, interesting testing on each person because every patient is an individual. So I get to see what's up with them, what's going on, identify maybe some deficiencies, areas where there may be infection or things promoting inflammation. And then we come up with a plan so that we can help the body heal. And once the body heals, all those symptoms melt away. And they're not left taking a prescription medicine that gives them side effects. And they enjoy much better health than where they started. So it's a really needed and rewarding area.
It's so cool. And I think people are so frustrated in a way with Western medicine because there's so many of these kind of conditions we have or, you know, underlying, like you said, disease things, processes we have that just are very problematic, cause a lot of suffering for people every day. And Western medicine just kind of can't quite pinpoint what's going on. What do you think that big ones are that you really work with people? Like, patterns do you see people coming in with these days?
I see a lot of people with gut issues. And so that can really run a spectrum from someone with diarrhea, constipation, maybe they've been labeled with irritable bowel syndrome. They've been told to, you know, take fiber, take a medicine to, you know, treat the diarrhea, take a medicine to treat the constipation, and they really don't want to be on that for the rest of their lives. So a lot of gut issues, you know, that irritable bowel, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, celiac, also a lot of autoimmune. We tend to see a lot of autoimmune patients because traditional medicine really offers very strong medications to quiet the immune system. Because an autoimmune disease is really, you know, the body's immune system is barking at something. It's the check engine light on your car that something is off. And so the traditional approach is to, you know, put a Band-Aid on the light or put a muzzle on a barking dog. And it doesn't really figure out what's going on. And patients understand that. And patients read the side effects on these medications. And they want nothing to do with it. And I don't blame them. And so they come to me and we really get to, you know, take out the flashlight, go out and investigate and find out what is making their immune system bark. And that is really rewarding for me because we always find something. And oftentimes patients have, you know, really great symptomatic improvement, better quality of life. So that is certainly a huge area that I'm seeing a lot of. And then a lot of patients like yourself, you know, they just don't feel well. They're tired. They know something is off. They have testing by their well-meaning doctors, as you said, and there's just no answers. And they know they don't want to live the rest of their lives that way. So again, they come to me and we do some deeper diving testing. And, you know, 20 different people with fatigue could have 20 different causes, and we may have 20 different treatment plans. But those are the big things I would say I see the most frequently.
So I was really fascinated by the process of getting doing all the labs that we had to do, right? So 20 vials mm-hmm. of blood, that was crazy. I was like, you know, drinking orange juice and eating saltines by the time I left there. And and then, you know, saliva test, urine test, and my absolute, what I totally didn't dig at all, the poop test. I didn't like the poop test at all, Patty. Test. It was not my favorite thing. But all those testings.
I know.
So tell us a little bit about why all the testings and what information do you get from that incredible amount of testing?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's a really good question. And although it feels like a lot of blood, it's less than when you go and say you donate blood. So, you know, it's just a lot of little tubes that have to be filled. And so in that testing, I'm looking at really what I consider like a broad brushstroke of where you are right now in terms of, you know, how your body is working, your biochemistry, your nutrients. So I'll look at a blood count and kidney and liver and thyroid, liver function tests. I screen for heavy metal toxicity, look at a number of nutrients, B12, folate, iron stores, zinc, selenium, magnesium, iodine, you know, really gives me a good idea of what's up with the system. And obviously it's specific to you. So then we can come up with a plan as to what nutrients you need or what nutrients you don't. And sometimes patterns emerge where there are certain deficiencies that give me some guidance in terms of what direction to go. Maybe it's, you know, a low stomach acid issue, or maybe it's an overgrowth of bacteria issue. So it's incredibly informative to have all that information. And the wonderful thing is that we can run most of that through insurance. So it tends to be covered, which is great for patients.
Yeah. It wasn't expensive. Like really, I mean, for the amount of information that you got, it was really quite reasonable.
Right. And then we do some fancier testing that doesn't get run through a traditional lab. We do look for food sensitivities, which is a little different from allergies. A lot of doctors know about food allergies. They tend to be pretty obvious. You eat something, you know, you get hives, your lips swell, you have to run to the bathroom. But there's a more subtle reaction called a sensitivity that can be delayed by several days or a week. So it can be really tricky for patients to figure out if foods are affecting their health. So that test is very informative in terms of what foods deserve a trial of elimination. One of the other tests that you underwent that we use frequently is a saliva test to look at hormones and to look at cortisol, which is a hormone made by the adrenal gland. So there are many, many patients out there that are suffering with fatigue that's not severe enough that it's picked up in a traditional medical setting to show that the adrenals are off. But the saliva testing really allows me to see some of the subtle changes that can happen when the adrenal glands are starting to get tired and not produce the hormones as they normally should.
Yeah, that was really interesting to me because I totally like self-diagnosed myself as having a thyroid problem. I'm like, I know it's my thyroid. That's why I don't feel good. And my thyroid levels were fine. And so you weren't surprised at all, but I was a little surprised that it was my adrenal glands. And of course, that makes perfect sense for what was up with
me. It does. Yeah. And you know what happens very frequently is that patients will have some degree of adrenal hypofunction. And then the next thing that goes is their thyroid. So they'll go to their traditional doctor and they'll find the diagnosis of the underactive thyroid, but they'll miss the diagnosis of the struggling adrenal glands. So they'll go on a thyroid medicine, they'll feel better for a period of time, and all of a sudden they'll start sliding backwards and it's unclear why. And that is a very common thing I see in patients who come to me because their adrenals haven't been addressed. So it's really important to identify that if that's going on, and it's extremely common because the amount of stress and the amount of doing and pushing that we do in our society. So there's a lot of it out there that, you know, once we identify it, we can actually do something, which is great, which is why I love what I do, because we have an answer for that. It's not just you're labeled with this problem, you need to live with it. We can really help the body heal.
Yeah. I know, and Western medicine really can't do too much for your adrenal glands. Like they want to give you steroids, or they don't even really know what to do.
Right.
And you know, the what you gave me really, 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 really helped. I mean, it actually worked.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. And you know, in Western medicine, your adrenals have to be practically on your deathbed before that diagnosis is made. So the traditional test really only picks up the severe disease state at the end of the spectrum. And, you know, it'd be much preferable, obviously, to not let that happen and to catch it earlier and to intervene. And so that's what we do.
Yeah. It was so interesting. And can you explain a little bit about what a treatment might look like? So let's say you get all this information from all the testing. What might you advise somebody to do? I mean, I'm sure it's different with every patient, but what's kind of a general thing you might do?
Well, you know, generally we'll look at the nutrients, and the ones that are off, I'll look and see if there's something that we can change in the diet, because I really do believe that food is medicine. And I would much prefer to be able to have people eat well to get their nutrients rather than pop a bunch of supplements, because I think you can, you know, fall into the same problem as traditional medicine where you're taking a handful of pills. I'm not sure taking a handful of supplements is any better, maybe for the short term while the body's healing. But oftentimes we need to heal the gut before the body can absorb the nutrients. So really, we look at the gut, see what foods are creating inflammation, and then do a trial of eliminating those foods for 4 to 6 weeks. And during that time, giving back the body the nutrients it may be deficient in. And that is very individualized based on the testing, which is great. So you get the things you need and you don't have to worry about taking things that you don't need. And then I use nutrients to heal the gut. And that, you know, once that has happened and we're on the other end of that, then we can try to support that with food instead of lots of supplements. And so that's a very typical thing. And then depending on what other issues are going on, there may be layers of additional treatment. They may be herbs, either to support glandular functions like the adrenals or the female hormonal system. Or they may be herbs to treat infections. I do a lot of investigation into what's known as the microbiome, which is really a fancy word about the variety of bacteria that live in our gastrointestinal tract. So that's why I had to torture you with that stool test, because that gives me tons of information about the type of bacteria, if there are any yeast, how well you're digesting and eliminating, and whether there are toxins building up. And so oftentimes we'll find infections and then treat them with herbs, sometimes with prescription antibiotics. Sometimes that's the better course of action. And then once that's done, again, it gives the body a chance to do what it's meant to do and heal.
Yeah, I know, like, sort of the primary belief around functional medicine is that the body is a self-healing mechanism, and that if you provide the proper conditions, the proper nutrients and, you know, whatever it needs, and the body will kick in its own healing. Is that true? Is that where you're operating from?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that's true. And, you know, our health is really an interaction between our environment. And so that includes, you know, the foods that we decide to put in our body, toxins we may be exposed to, whether it's from things that we're putting on our skin, things that we're ingesting, you know, EPA on the cans that, you know, we buy our beans in, whatever it may be. And then our genes. So we all have different genes, but our genes aren't our destiny. And so I do a bit with gene testing, and that helps us, you know, sometimes choose the right nutrients. Some patients, based on their genes, need extra support nutritionally to support detoxification or to support making an antioxidant called glutathione. That's the master antioxidant in our body. And when our body can't make that, then we become inflamed. And really, inflammation is the root cause of most chronic disease. And so that is one piece of looking into what's making the body inflamed. Is it something in the environment? Is there something in the genes? And then we can come up with a plan to help reverse that.
Wow, that's so cool. Can you give us a story maybe of, like, do you have a good miracle story?
I feel like I have lots of miracle stories, but the woman that I saw actually earlier this week came to me maybe about 10 months ago, and she was suffering with this unfortunate medical condition called lichen sclerosis, which is a skin condition that is itchy and uncomfortable. And unfortunately, it happens in the genitals. So men will have it on the penis, women will have it on the labia. And so it really affects people, you know, in terms of how they're physically feeling, but also in terms of, you know, their relationships with their spouse. And she had been through the traditional treatment with steroid cream, seen her gynecologist, seen her primary, and was really unhappy with having to continue to apply creams and knew there was something more going on. And so over the past maybe 8 to 10 months, we did all the testing that I typically do. And first, we found she had overgrowth with a parasite in her gastrointestinal tract, along with some overgrowth of yeast called candida. And so we cleaned up those two infections, and we found she was reacting to a number of different foods. So we removed those foods from her diet and then started on a regimen to heal the inflammation that created. And over time, she started feeling better. She had a number of other symptoms that kind of started to melt away, even though that wasn't why she came to me. And I saw her this week, and she told me she went to her gynecologist for her annual exam, and her gynecologist examined her and told her skin was completely normal. So that was definitely a miracle for her, because that's not the typical course. And, she was feeling really great, not itching, and had better energy, better sleep, better sex drive, and the condition that she came to me with was actually gone.
Wow, that's so cool. That's just so, I just imagine that you feel really good about, you know, doing the work that you do, because it's like, it seems a little bit like fun too, because, like, you're clearing up these mysteries. It's like, is it some detective work that you're doing here too?
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like I'm a detective and a guide. So it's great, because I do get to, you know, solve the mystery. And it's just like taking all these pieces of a puzzle that don't seem like they're interconnected, but they really are. So I get to piece those puzzle pieces together and solve the mystery. And, it's always an honor when a patient chooses to come to me. And I take that very seriously, and I'm very grateful for that. And it's so much fun, because, you know, the other thing that's really special about functional medicine is it's really patient-centric, and it's about a partnership. And so I get to teach my patients and empower them so they understand what's going on in their body and how the choices they make affect their health. And I think that that's much more effective than telling somebody, you know, go on a low cholesterol diet and take this pill. You know, that isn't very effective. But when they're seeing their blood tests and how their biochemistry is working, and how their choices and their nutrients are affecting their health, they're really invested in their health. And so I get to work with them and we brainstorm, and it's never cookie cutter. I may have two patients with very similar issues and we come up with different plans because that's what they can do at that point in time in their life. So it's really fun to work in partnership. And, you know, I learn from my patients also, because patients are online and there's a lot of information out there and no one doctor can know everything. So, you know, sometimes they'll come to me with a study that I haven't seen, and it's great because I get to learn something and maybe we'll try something new. And, wow. You know, then I'll have another tool in my tool belt to help the next person. So it's really an exciting time because there's a lot of science out there, and it's just growing exponentially, and it typically will take 20 or 30 years to trickle down into a traditional medical practice. And so, you know, patients are not getting that in a standard practice. And I get to be the one to go out there and get this information and apply it and help them now.
And are there a lot, I mean, I feel so lucky that you're 10 minutes from me. But what about our listeners that are all over? Are there functional medicine doctors all over the country, or how do we find one?
Yeah, you know, there are. It's definitely a lot of doctors are understanding the deficiencies in the traditional system and kind of migrating that way. So they are scattered throughout the country. Certainly, one of the best resources I can direct you to would be the Institute for Functional Medicine. And they have, if you go on their website in the upper right-hand corner, they have a Find a Practitioner link, and you can click on that, and then you can search by your zip code or your state or your city, and you'll get a listing of people that are studying through the Institute of Functional Medicine and practicing in that area. So some of them are physicians, some of them are MDs or DOs or chiropractors, they're nutritionists and other type of, medical practitioners. But that's the best resource, and so I'd recommend anybody trying to find a functional medicine practitioner near them to go on that website.
Yeah, it's not really something that you can do remotely, right? You have to really be there with a person.
Well, that's certainly my preference. The laws are different in different states. So in Massachusetts, where I'm practicing, I need to medically, legally see a patient in the practice and do a physical exam on them. So for my practice, every new patient needs to physically be seen in the office. When we do follow-up visits, we can do that via Skype or via a phone consult. It is my preference is to see someone face-to-face. And much of the testing is very visual, and it's a little more fun explaining it and going over it together in person, but can certainly do that remotely. And you know, other states have different laws, so some practitioners in another state may not need to see a person in the office, but in Massachusetts, I do need to do that once a year.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody wanted to check out your website or get in touch with you, what would be the best way for them to contact you?
Well, the name of my practice is For Better Health, so it's the number 4, Better Health, and we have a lovely new website, and so the best way to learn more about functional medicine and what I do and the nature of my practice would be to go to the website, which is forbetterhealthmedicine.com, and it's really a great, we have recipes, we have blogs, we have lots of information to educate people, whether or not they decide to come to see us. You know, we consider it to be a resource, so we hope people will go on there and check it out and find it useful.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing all that stuff with us. It's, it's made such a huge impact in my life, and, I'm just really happy to be able to share it with other people. And hopefully point somebody in the direction of finding this incredibly empowering way to handle their own health. So,
absolutely.
So I just really wanted to thank you so much for being on the show with me tonight. Thank you, Dr. Zeb. Great show. Thank you so much, honey.
Well, thank you. It's my honor and pleasure, and I'm really happy to, share this whole new paradigm with people. So I'm glad you decided to dedicate a whole show to functional medicine.
Yeah, it's great. And thank all of you guys out there listening for joining me today on The Miracle of Healing, where we're healing the planet one person at a time here on Empower Radio. Don't forget, you can find us on, download us anywhere too. So thanks for being here tonight. Bye.